What a fantastic effort, man. What a fantastic. And what we say we're going to do today? 60 minutes, boys. The question was real simple. Do we believe? Do we believe? We do believe. Do we not? We believe, man. It's a hell of an effort right there. A gritty effort. Grit everywhere. Tough, hard fought. Well deserved, man. It's going to be a heck of a flight home.
We all know how much this one meant to you. Okay. Obviously, coming back here, this ain't home to you. Oakland's home, but yeah, this one's for you, man.
So you return to Mile High on the opposing sideline, and you guys get a big win. It's against a division rival. It's the first time in a while, and in such dramatic fashion. Before we get into the way that your defense played, and one person in particular, Khalil Mack, I want to get into the emotions that you had, especially at halftime, because it seemed like your team came out as a totally different team.
Well, we just collected ourselves, and you know, I talked about the fact that I believe in the men in that room, and that we had to go out there, if we truly believed, we had to go out there and just express that by the way we played the last 30 minutes and go give them a full 60 minutes.
Was it any different for you because it's your former team, because it's a defense, one of the tops in the league that you actually put together to get that win? Was it more special?
There are some games that are a little more sweet than others, and that certainly fell in that category.
Well, and it was also sweet because you gained momentum coming back to O.co, and now you guys are facing the Packers. But going back to Khalil Mack and the performance that he had, unbelievable. 5 sacks, ties a franchise record. From what you saw out of him, I think a lot of people were surprised, not by his level of play, but just that performance in particular.
Well, I mean, you could say, like, you know, no, it doesn't surprise me, but 5 sacks? Are you kidding?
It's insane. Like,
and the tackles behind the line, I mean, in the run game, he was just so dominant throughout the day. It was a special performance. I mean, it was a record-setting performance, and obviously very huge, came in a big-time win, so really proud of him.
What did you see from him in particular that maybe he elevated his game a little bit? Was he more emotionally charged because it is a do-or-die?
I think, look, he's a young player still. He's got room for growth and improvement. Now, it may not translate into a 5-sack game again or more, but certainly he's going to have a lot of production in his career, and that was a great moment. It's just that. It's like, on to next. You know, we're getting ready for Green Bay now, so, you know, put that behind you and move on.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. Hopefully he can feast on Aaron Rodgers as well. You guys did suffer a loss, and that is in John Kondo. Okay. In replacing the long snapper position, what's that going to be like for you?
Well, it's a tough blow for us. You know, John's a good football player. He was anonymous throughout the year, which means no mistakes, and so that was big for us. Obviously, you know, we plug our guy in, and we expect him to do well for us. That's kind of the mentality that we have. I think you have to have it in the league. Things come up. You've got to adjust, adapt, and move on.
Yeah, and the increased playing time from Ben Heaney, what are you seeing there?
Ben continues to play well. He's a really active guy, hunts the ball. He loves ball. So, you know, really excited about the way he's kind of coming on here in the second half of the year.
You coaches preach you're in constant evaluation mode. Where are we right now? What are you evaluating in the final few weeks?
Well, we continue to evaluate everything. And so, you know, we're looking to become a championship football team. And so the commitment to excellence is there. And it's not just a motto. It's something that we stress and are striving for each and every day. So we will continue to kind of keep the pedal down.
What would you say is your biggest challenge at this point in the season? I know a lot of guys are beat up and, you know, week 15, everyone is feeling it. Is that the biggest challenge or what is it moving forward?
No, it's not the biggest challenge. It is a challenge, Nicole. I think what happens is you have to understand you have a football team that's going to be a little beat up. Khalil Mack is going to join Charles Woodson and take that Wednesday off, and he's not going to practice, okay? So we can get his best on Sunday. So at this time of year, we'll cut back the reps. A little more mental reps during the week, not as much physical, and so that we can give our very best on Sunday.
So looking ahead to Sunday, Mike McCarthy takes over play calling duties. How does that change your job?
Well, you just want to get an idea of what Mike likes to do. I think Mike played more to the running game, a few more screens, things like that. So we all have our tendencies as coaches, and as a play caller, Mike has his own tendencies, and it's not the first time I've gone up against Mike. I think he does a great job with offense, but we'll be aware of what those tendencies are.
So you have a game on Sunday. I know you don't like to look ahead, but it is Christmas Eve and that
right.
You'll be playing the Chargers. Any holiday plans outside of the game? Family coming into town?
Family. All my kids will be here for Christmas,
awesome.
So I'm fired up about that. But, yeah, we'll start with Green Bay now, and then a really short turnaround for that Thursday night.
last home game, so it'll be a special time.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to watch. Good luck, Jack. Coming up here, we talk about Michael Rivera's holiday plans. He joins us next on the Silver and Black Show. So why don't we go favorite Christmas song?
Mary, did you know? I don't have the chops, but...
Can you hum?
Mary, did you know?